FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of things, some things that possibly may be on your mind. Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg is scheduled to be with us, and I think he's gotten caught up in that Murfreesboro traffic, but hopefully he will be with us in just a little bit. So if you have some questions dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a shout. 893-1450, 893-1450. And I also am running a listing here this morning until Tommy gets here, dealing with things that you see in Murfreesboro that concern you. For example, you feel like maybe there's a pothole somewhere. You see it every day coming in. You're very well aware of that pothole, but nobody else has discovered it. And so this is your chance to get the information out, and we will get it across to the proper authorities to take care of that pothole for you. So if that's an issue that is concerning you, give us a call at 893-1450. Also, last night we were honored, really honored, to be a part of the Read to Succeed Spelling Bee. As the pronouncer there had a ball over there. Just wonderful folks, and just what a great opportunity to help such a worthy cause. I don't know if you realize this or not, but about 44% of our population read at a fourth grade level or below, about 44%, and another 10% read at a first grade level or below. And so by learning how to read, an adult not only improves their self-esteem, they think a whole lot better of themselves, which is important, but they're able to do things that are rewarding to them, like reading a book to your child or to your grandchild. What a wonderful experience that is, and what great things you are doing when you do that. But if you can't read well, you can't do that. And Read to Succeed gives adults that opportunity. Somewhere along the line, maybe they didn't learn how to read. And our hats off to them for that great work that they do. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Can you tell me whether, you know, the road, Barfield Road from Barfield Crescent over to 99, can you tell me whether that's in the city or the county?
From Barfield Road, well, you mean starting at South Church Street, the Shelbyville Highway?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
It goes all the way across to 99.
It is partially in the city. It starts there at the Shelbyville Highway, 231 South. It is in the city at that point. And I don't know exactly where the city limit ends, but it is somewhere around and possibly just past the Barfield Park, somewhere in that area. The city should be a sign saying something that would denote that.
Well,
I would imagine.
I didn't know. I've seen the city cops going through there on motorcycles and cars, and you were talking about potholes. That road is full of potholes. You try to dodge a pothole and you hit one trying to dodge one.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's,
I talked to Mayor Bragg before, you know, on West Main Street, and he got it repaved, and I had a hand in getting the railroad tracks moved off of South Church. I talked to one of the vice mayors back then, and I thought I might could get a little pull by getting that road fixed out through there.
Right. Well, I tell you, I have put that down, and I would just venture to guess, and this is just strictly a guess. I know they are in the process of creating and finishing up the Veterans Parkway, which That roadway that you just described is now really officially called Veterans Parkway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would imagine that they're going to be doing some finishing touches on that, fixing potholes and making it, you know, just really a fine thoroughfare, because it's connecting up with a new one, and they want to put their best foot forward all the way. So I would.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was through there the other day going out to pay a bill, and I noticed the road was worse than what it was last month when I went through there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll check it out. I'll drive over there myself, and then we will pass this also along to the city and see if they can't send somebody out there too.
Okay. Have a good one, Bart.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. 893-1450. I have not been totally on the new Veterans Parkway. I've driven on part of it. I'm guessing that it's probably finished now. Have you driven on it? Call us and let us know. Also, I'll tell you something else I want to drive on. And because it's been one of those things that's been generations in the making. And that is 840. I want to go to Dixon on the thing. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there, but at least I'll say I've been there. I think it's officially open now. Have you driven on that? Is it officially? I think it was early in November that it officially opened, I believe. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Good.
I've got a problem at the corner of Mars and Atlas Street. You have to get clear out in the street before you can see how to get out on Mars Street. There's a hedges.
Uh-huh.
And they need to be cut out.
Okay, let me write that down. The corner of Mars and Atlas Streets,
uh-huh.
The hedges make it difficult to see where traffic is.
Oh, yes, you have to get out about halfway out in the street before you can see.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the hedges on property that is, say, public property owned by the city, or is it some private?
I don't know. They've been coming out here. I've been calling. They've been every year. They've been coming out here cutting them.
Oh, okay.
The girl, I know who owns them, but the house is burned.
Ah.
And okay. There's nobody lives there. But it's.
So there's nobody there to take care of it except the city,
or
neighbors, I guess.
Well, my children used to cut them down, but on my side they cut them down this year, but they all gone to work, or one of them's disabled and. They can't do it anymore.
Sure, sure.
So the girl, she never comes over here. Only time she's over here is when she comes to pay the people that mows the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then she don't care anything about the rest of it.
The corner of Mars and Atlas Streets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
hedges.
Sir.
All righty. Well, we'll pass this on.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I do want to mention also that if you plan to be in the Christmas parade, you need to think about filling out that application form now. And the application forms are on the radio station's website and the web address, WGNSradio.com. Once you get on the website, you're not going to have a problem finding that information. It's in bright green information boxes. That'll stand out like a sore thumb, but we didn't want you to miss it. The deadline, by the way, for entering the Christmas parade is November 30th. That's the end of this month. And the parade is going to be Sunday, December the 9th. Sunday, December the 9th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Starts in front of the MTSU President's home. President McPhee will have a good place to sit and watch the parade. Starts right there in front of his house. And goes down East Main Street, all around the square, onto West Main, and then wraps up on Maple Street. 2 o'clock, Sunday, December the 9th. Our number is 893-1450, and good morning. You're on WGNS.
How you doing there, Swan?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Just fine. I was watching Channel 4 News the other evening,
uh-huh.
And they had on there about the train down here on Main Street sitting there on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to be going through there the other day, and I was pulled up there and stopped for just a minute, and there was a fella that was climbing through the train.
Ooh.
Going through the train, and by the time he got through the train, here come that other train in, and it was flying, and he had to jump back in between the other train there to keep from getting hit. And I mean, it's just a matter of time. It's not if it's going to happen. It's when it happens. When somebody's going through that train and it jerks and takes off and hits them, knocks them down and runs over them. I mean, it's just a matter of time that somebody's going to get killed up there at that spot right there. Because they're going to break these trains down. I was just wondering if the city of Murfreesboro was really actually trying to get this stopped because they're not supposed to block a road for over 10 minutes. And that's a federal law. I think it's a federal law. Some law, some 10 or 15 minutes at the most. And they just park there. And I just was wondering if they were working on that or something because before somebody actually gets killed right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got that greenway there and you see kids and bicycles pulling through that thing and ladies with strollers and babies pulling through that train right there. And I mean, somebody's going to get killed right there.
Oh, that's a dangerous area. You definitely do not want to try to climb through a train to get to the other side of the track because you don't know when it's going to start.
You go down that park sometime and just watch the greenway. People are walking through that, coming through there and climbing through that train right there. Ladies with baby strollers and babies and everything crawling and getting their strollers through there. And people going through that train. And, I mean, somebody's going to get killed right there. I mean, it's not when, it's going to happen.
And I'm not sure how to resolve that until, you know, the train stopped parking there. I mean, it's not going to be a TV camera or a person sitting there to say, hey, don't do that. There's just a lack of common sense, I think, somewhere.
Well, the thing about that years ago, CXS, when they done what they done, now this is not this town's large and it has a lot of people in. Especially with that greenway there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
and so, since let's put that greenway. You got kids, you got all kinds of people coming through there. They'll park on one side of it and go walking or stuff, or bike riding, and when they come back, the train's there and they can't get to the car, so they'll climb through it or whatever.
Sure. I do know that CSX owns the property on which those tracks are on. And that property and the tracks were there long before the roads were. So, you know, it's a question of who has the a strength, I guess you could say, who has the strength to say what's going to happen, the city or CSX?
I guess when somebody gets killed there, I guess they'll find out how much it cost. I don't know. Somebody gets sued, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, let's hope
that doesn't happen. Let's hope that does not happen.
Yeah, I hope it's going to happen. If you keep too many people, there's too many people now going through there. It's really a big risk.
Folks, don't do that. Don't climb through parked trains. Don't climb through trains at all unless they're at a park for kids to see.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you for bringing that up. You have a good one, too. 893-1450. Good points there. Excellent points. Tell you what, let's do. We've got some more folks on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We will be right back. We're getting your thoughts. We're putting it down in writing. We'll get this to the city. We'll get your thoughts on things that are concerning you in Murfreesboro.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
We just picked up an injury accident. I-24 West, this is as you make your way toward the Harding Pike exit, so expect some major congestion through that area until that injury accident is clear. We have traffic easing in Murfreesboro, Old Ford Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Ford Parkway at Payson Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Free Last Bonding is a proud member of the Tennessee Association of Professional Bail Agents. Call 242-FREE, that's 242-3733, or go online to freelastbonding.com. Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs in the mid-50s, while the light northeast wind around 5. Cloud cover rolling in tonight, low of 32. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 37.
This is Freedom working at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
We talk about your favorite teams each weekday afternoon and take you to the games. This is George Plaster. Join me 3 to 6 here on WGNS.
And it's all about you. It's all about you.
Hey, welcome in. We're back again, and we're taking your calls on things that concern you. It is all about you. 893-1450, and you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, well, good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, then. I was calling in, I guess this concerns the city of Murfreesboro. When you're coming off of Memorial Boulevard, coming on down off of Browse Street,
mm-hmm.
when you get down in that area next to Hastings and all of that by that red light,
mm-hmm.
and turning it to that Family Dollar store and so forth, it's an A&W eatery in there. And sometimes if you get through with your shopping, maybe you want to grab a sandwich or something. But when you get ready to go into that parking lot, turning there to your left as you go in, there is some pothole there big enough to for your car or truck to fall into. And I have often wondered why somebody hadn't reported that, because it's really, you're halfway afraid that you're going to lose your vehicle in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So if that applies to the criteria of Murfreesboro, I wish someone would speak on that to the mayor if he gets there.
Okay, and that's right there in front of A&W Eatery, right around Hastings.
That's right. When you're going around to A&W Eatery and going to park in that parking lot to grab a sandwich or go through the drive-thru,
mm-hmm.
there's no way you can miss it, because you look over there, you can see the big hole, and if it's rain, you can see the big lake. So one way or the other, it's there, unless it's been resolved in the last week.
Okay. Well, we will put that down and pass it on to them.
Thank you so much for your wonderful program that you present to us, and have a good day.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We are writing down things that concern us, and hopefully we'll get something done about them. You know, that's a good thing about talk radio. It gives you an opportunity to be heard, to have your thoughts, your concerns known, and then we, in turn, will put this in writing. I mean, it's not like they're going to lose something in the translation on the telephone verbally, because we put it in writing. In fact, it's in writing right now as we are passing it on. We will put this in writing and pass it on to the city officials and hopefully get the ball rolling to correct some of your concerns. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And again, I remind you, the deadline for entering the Christmas parade is getting closer. It's coming up on November the 30th. How could that be? I don't know. How did the year go so quickly? Have you noticed that? Hasn't this year flown by? Wow. November 30th is the deadline, and we're already at November the 14th, so that'll be here before you know it. Going to be a great parade, I tell you. We had such a ball last year. It's going to be even better this year. And we have already had a record number of entries in the parade. So the folks, the enthusiasm is phenomenal. And didn't we have some great floats last year? Our hats off to the businesses, the churches, the civic organizations in the community. They really put together some fantastic floats last year, and from the entries it looks like we're going to have another year like that. And by the way, the entry forms and the parade guidelines and things of that sort are all on our website, and that web address, wgnsradio.com. okay, wgnsradio.com. and once you get there, look for the box about the Christmas parade. And you can't miss it because it is bright green. I mean bright green. It will jump out at you. So just click that, and that'll take you directly to the Christmas parade site. Our number is 893-1450. If there's a concern of yours dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. We'll pass it along to the proper authorities. I guess our mayor had something, obviously, that came up, and he's unable to be with us this morning. No, those things do happen, so we'll pass this information on to him, and he will be more than happy to help you with that. 893-1450 is our number, and I haven't heard from some of you. We had a caller who asked about the Veterans Parkway and having potholes, especially there around the Barfield Crescent Park. Have any of you ridden on the entire Veterans Parkway? I'm guessing it's open. I don't know. So I'm going to have to depend on you as being the travelers of the roadway, the adventurers. Have any of you been out there and traveled Veterans Parkway? Is that bridge open now where they were going to be entering from the new road onto Barfield Crescent? Is that open yet? 893-1450. And have any of you traveled along 840 yet, all the way to Dixon County? Man, that one, if you've lived here for any time, you know that's been a conversation piece for a long time, and I understand that's open now. You're on WGNS. Good morning. Oh, maybe not. Okay. They were going to share something with us, but decided not to. 893-1450. So if you have driven on 840 on the new section of it, give us a call, 893-1450. And if you know whether or not the new section of Veterans Parkway, the bridge and everything that connects to Barfield Crescent, if that's finished and ready to run, let us know if you've been on that, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Well, the Barfield Bridge is complete.
Ah, good.
It's really nice. They've done a lot of construction out there and had the road blocked a lot, but it's really nice right now. You still have to be careful where it goes straight and where you turn on Barfield Road again to go out toward 99. But it's complete and done. And it looks good.
Huh.
All of the construction's gone. So pat somebody on the back at the city or county for us, okay?
I am sure both of them, along with the state, they're all part of that. And it's things like that that make our community even better, I tell you. We do need to pat them on the back.
We absolutely do. You might, when you talk to the road guy, get him to drive that road.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you got brand new asphalt, and everything's pretty, and then you run into an area where you have to, it's a little bit confusing. They should have put those, you know, those things they put in the road where it tells you to turn left or turn right in this lane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put, two or three further back a little bit, make it just a little bit clearer, and especially at night if you go that way. You kind of catch up on that turn, and some people are in the wrong lane and don't go straight and have to, and I'm old and I don't see as good, so maybe a young guy doesn't have that problem, but if they put a few more of them down there, they'd be, make it just perfect.
Okay, and that's basically where the new bridge connects to the old Barfield Crescent Road.
Yes, okay. Sir, right beyond the bridge, yes, sir.
Alrighty.
Where the new road, the new construction connects to the old Barfield Road and then continues on as Veterans Parkway.
Okay, well, I'm going to go check that out, and that'll save a lot of money from getting, a lot of time, rather, from getting from one part of Murfreesboro to the other.
Oh, yes, sir, it's a great loop, and it's pretty. It's very, very scenic going around through there at the farming areas, and the houses are pretty and everything's real nice view.
Well, I tell you, this is a beautiful area, no question on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, we're going to have to do that today. We're going to have to go drive on that road and check it out, look at the scenery. This is a beautiful area, no question about it. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, just fine, Bart.
Good.
And good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Don't know if you've had a caller yet or not on the bridge at Barfield Crescent on the new Veterans Parkway, but it is complete and very serviceable.
Great.
It's so, a very great addition to the community.
So we'll put that down as a thumbs up.
That's right. And the Veterans Parkway is one of the best highway projects the city has adopted recently. It connects, Highway 231 all the way to 840,
uh-huh.
And provides great access around the city, helps eliminate traffic jams, etc. Really, really nice.
Very definitely. Down the road, we'll look back on that and we'll wonder, how did we get along without it?
You are certainly right. I mean, today we can look back at Northfield and Rutherford Boulevard, and 20 years ago, hardly a car on it. Today, it's one of the most usable roads in the county and city, and Veterans Parkway will be the same way in a few years. We'll wonder why we didn't do it sooner.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, we thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate the service you do and providing valuable information to them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
And so a big thumbs up on the Veterans Parkway project. Definitely. I'm going to have to go over there today. Going to have to drive that road. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good. Good morning, Bart. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine.
Good. You're talking about that Barfield Crescent at Barfield Road that goes through there. It's Veterans Parkway now.
Right, the whole
but
thing.
It is a section right after you leave Barfield that's not completed yet. It's about a mile and a half, but that's not completed. But the rest of it's completed, and it's beautiful.
Okay, now where is the part that's not, is it on the Veterans Parkway part, or is it on the old Barfield Crescent? Where is it?
No, it's the Veterans Parkway part.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, that.
The new
that
part.
It's just not completed from, say, a piece the other side of the bridge, the other side of the Barfield Crescent Road, the old Barfield Crescent Road,
mm-hmm.
in Barfield itself. From there, about a mile and a half, 2 miles, is not completed. But the rest of it is completed all the way through to 99 or 96 or whatever it is over there.
Well, I tell you, that is a massive amount of road that they have built. I mean, that's
beautiful.
And as the person had said before, I've been on earlier parts of it, and it is just very scenic.
It is. It really is.
I would imagine you'll see turkeys and deer and.
Yeah, you better be careful with them. Yeah.
Watch out for them, because they're not watching for you.
That's right. You're right. All right, then. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have some friends who love to go hunting, and they moved here from out of state, where they were in a very populated area before, and they would have to go to really rural areas to get where there are deer and turkey and things of that sort to hunt. And now they're here in Rutherford County in a subdivision. And I see pictures that they have made that have 10, 12, turkey wandering through their yard, bunches of deer. There's a better word than a bunch of deer. It's not a gaggle. I'm not sure what it would be. A whole lot of deer. But they place those pictures out there, and they say, man, this is gorgeous. We're in heaven now. And I think a lot of us feel that with this area. This is what everyone, you know, so many people look at as the ideal place. Friendly people, caring. Boy, you couldn't find more caring people than people here in Rutherford County. Whenever there's a situation that requires help, whether it's here at home in Tennessee, somewhere in the region, or anywhere in the nation or in the world, it's the giving people in Rutherford County that jump forward first to help out. You couldn't find a better place. And what a great community to raise your child. This is it. 893-1450. We will continue the conversation. We're talking about our home. We're talking about things that we're proud of. We're talking about areas that concern us that maybe we need to look at as far as roads and things of that sort. The number to call, like to hear from you, 893-1450. We've had some people who've motivated me now to get out this morning and go out and check out the Veterans Parkway. I want to drive on it and see how beautiful. You've painted a word picture, and you make me want to go over there and drive on it. I'm going to do that today. And then I want somebody to tell us about State Route 840, because I'm 99% sure that that is now officially open all the way to Dixon, Tennessee, to the Dixon exit. And that one has been in the making for decades. I mean, it has been a conversation piece, and that's about all it's been, because it was running into some folks who didn't like the environmental impact, but I guess they were able to work that out, and now they have the road completed there. So you can take it all the way from Lebanon to the Dixon exit. Boy, that'll save money. If you're ever driving to Memphis, that'll save a lot of money. Or if you're in Dixon, driving to Knoxville, that'll save you a whole lot of time and money as well. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there. Anybody home? Okay, didn't get that one. 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment. Not sure why that one didn't work. Try again if you would. Sometimes these things don't always do as they should. That is technology. And I had a friend who used to be an engineer, and he would come across these problems. He was a character and a half. You've known characters, haven't you? This guy was a character. And I remember one time he kept trying to find this flaw in some equipment, and it never would show up when he tried to find it. People would say, well, it's not doing this. And so he'd go try to fix it. This was at a radio station. And it never would break when he was looking at it, sort of like a car. You take it into the mechanic to check it out, and it always works perfectly. Well, he would try to check it, and it would work fine. So he finally said, well, I know what to do with this. And he took out a hammer and started beating on it, and he said, now there's something to fix. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Oh, good morning, Bart. That might be a herd of deer, you know?
Herd of deer. Yeah, that sounds like a good word.
All right, it's good to listen to you.
Well,
Take care.
How's everything with you?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm on my way to exercise at the moment, and I'm running just a little bit late.
Well, don't want you to have any problems there. Enjoy your exercise.
Thank you.
You have a good
one. God bless you, Bart.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. A herd of deer. That's right. That is what it is. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Stay with us. We're going to pause and check on the weather, and we'll be right back. Still looking for somebody who has been on State Route 840 all the way to Dixon County.
We have local sports talk every Monday night at 6 on the Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene on WGNS AM, FM, online.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs in the mid-50s. We'll have a light northeast wind around 5. Cloud cover rolling in tonight, low of 32. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 37.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We're very humbled, and we want to thank our customers for your voting for Toots this year. We won the Ruthie's Award for Favorite Restaurant. We won Parent Magazine's Award for also for Favorite Restaurant. And we got the Recession Buster Award from the Murfreesboro Post. Thank you to all of our wonderful customers for voting for Toots. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Shop Haynes Gervais Hardware for great deals on the tools you need to complete your project list. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Gervais Hardware, like a 100-piece screwdriver set. It's only $9.97 while supplies last. This set features everything you need, from nut drivers and bits with holders to screwdrivers with ergonomic handles. A 100-piece screwdriver set, only $9.97 while supplies last. Come in for this bargain month now at Haynes Gervais Hardware on Memorial behind Reed St. Drugstore. Shop Haynes Gervais Hardware for great gift ideas. Haynes Gervais Hardware. Start right, start here.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
But I'm open, you're closed. Or I follow your code. I worry I won't see your face. Light up again.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. It's your show, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. This is Marty Lupin from beautiful downtown Smyrna.
Hey, Marty, are the palm trees doing okay down there today?
Palm trees are doing good. The beach is fabulous. The skies are powder blue, and it's about 72, 75 degrees.
I'm heading your way.
I just can't tell you, I've been on the Natchez Trace, the 840, and it is open and it is very scenic. But I was going to tell you a little trivia about that. Back when all that controversy started, I was working with the Department of Interior. I was building the Natchez Trace Forest and Hiking Trail for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when that blew up, and the Department of Interior, they really didn't want... They knew they had to have 840, but the biggest objection at the time was having a exit ramp into Leaper's Fork. And that was the most controversial issue, because they didn't want people coming down 840 and pulling in there and just laying over or stopping. It was a sleepy little town, beautiful little town.
Oh, it is.
And so now it's become very commercial.
Very, very touristy.
And they love the tourists. They feed off the tourists. I still go over to Leaper's Fork on a pretty regular basis and see a bunch of my old friends, and they've just really enjoyed all the celebrity status Leaper's Fork has got now.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, that's what the issue was, is not running it through there so people wouldn't be getting off.
So you can take 840 now and take it all the way, say, to Leaper's Fork. Say you want to, you know, have a little jump into one of the art galleries or something at Leaper's Fork. You can get there easily now.
That's right. It's very accessible now. And it's a beautiful stretch of highway, too. I mean, they did a fantastic job of engineering it and just taking the 840, and it's just a really scenic route.
Oh, man.
And connecting 40 and 40.
And of course,
you know, we have access to, Murfreesboro and Smyrna right there.
Right.
You know, 41, so 24.
So just enables us to see more of our beautiful state of Tennessee a whole lot more quickly.
Right. And then after they lost the first battle, they came up with some kind of environmental issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was some kind of bug or a worm or something that was going to be destroyed if they continued it. And so they used that for a while. And eventually everybody just gave in and said, let's have it. And now they're all enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go enjoy it, too, and check it out.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, and I enjoy your show.
Marty, thanks for calling. You have a good one, too.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. We have just a few minutes left, so if you have your 2 cents you'd like to put in, love to hear from you. 893-1450. And this started just about 50-something minutes ago. A free health screening going on right now until noon today at the Laverne Senior Citizen Center. Right now, not later, right now. Till noon. So if you want to get something done quickly, right now is the time to head to the Laverne Senior Citizen Center for a free health screening. Now, you do need to be 18 or older, and that's going on until noon. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good. I would like to mention that I think the light, when you're coming from Shevaville, 231, when you get to Broad Street,
mm-hmm.
that light is too short because there are people just rushing to get through there all the time, and you just have to almost hold your breath and hope you get through. I was following the other day, and there were only 7 cars went through at a time, and that's not enough.
And that's on 231 at Broad.
That's right.
South Church at Broad, as you turn. The turn signal is too short.
It's very short.
Okay, well, I
put that in. And there's a lot of traffic through there.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Definitely.
I think it'll make it a little safer.
Because, when that yellow light comes on, everybody thinks that is a signal to floor it instead of putting on the brake. I don't know.
And there's a camera there.
Yeah, there is a camera there.
Yeah. So you don't want to be calling me.
No,
you don't want to
definitely.
Be called. So you have to put those brakes on very fast. So I would appreciate you passing that information on.
I just typed it in on our list. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have a great day. And I don't know where the time has gone, but it has. We've been having a ball visiting with you this morning, and that's what it's been, a good visit with you. Our hats off to the teachers in the area all this week, National Education Week. If there's one thing we're blessed with, tremendous teachers here in the community, public schools, private schools, MTSU, all of them. Thank you for the great job you continue to do. And every day, as far as I'm concerned, is National Education Day. We are fortunate. Hey, have a super day. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking lawns and gardens. And you're thinking, what could you be doing outside right now? Well, this is the time to plant trees and shrubs. We'll talk about that. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.